Sophia Angelica. Hi, Sophia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Sophia is an exciting woman in that she's so involved with world peace. And we're here at the Omni Cultural TV Festival. What brought you here?
Actually, my mother, she's an actress, and she's very good friends, and I've been very good friends with Kiki. Kiki and this was a for a very long time.
Well, I'll tell you straight out, I interviewed Kiki a little while ago. We went live. I love that Kiki.
Straight out.
I mean, she's
so much fun.
She is just a real a tribute to human kind. She's not afraid to speak her mind, share the brotherhood and sisterhood of humanity, and it's so refreshing.
Yes, I've
known her
since I was
born.
Really? Yeah.
Well, you are a lucky one because she's special. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, it's hard to be very open-minded and even a full round of ethnicity, some race, and color. Even though we're all brothers and sisters, we're living on one Mother Earth, right?
Well, also, I'm actually Latina, Argentinian. And most people don't even realize that I speak Spanish, but you're so white. But, you know, Latinos are so many different colors. It's like the stereotype of discrimination is one particular color.
Jewish guy. And so, but I can handle it. I'm also an interfaith minister, so because I love everyone. And it's a good thing. So tell me a little bit about your background, because you're so involved in world peace, and I love it.
So a couple things. I'm a singer-songwriter since the age of 10. Since I started writing songs, I always really looked at this power that music has to be able to help other people or just support causes in general. It has this huge educational and just mental, like physical aspect to it. It can really touch lives in very different ways. So since I was younger, I had this mentality, and I was actually invited at 14 years old to sing at a women's empowerment conference in the United Nations. And since then, I got involved in Youth Assembly with this organization called Youth Leader Rights International. I'm actually running a presidential volunteer service board from them this April, actually, because I did a university tour in Taiwan for human rights last March. So I've been doing that. I'm also board director for the United States for an international peace organization called Global Peace Chain, and they are having their first international peace summit in and also this other event that I'm going to be official singer for, the World Peace Summit for Peace in August.
Wow, I actually didn't see this. September 21st in Times Square. She doesn't know that yet. Not letting her know if she cares.
Beautiful.
You're in.
I would love to.
All right. And you're also in the world. What are you Broadway-ish thing?
Not particularly. I've done off Broadway in the past. Now I'm more focused on my music and producing because I do have my music out on other platforms, specifically for creative activism. And I'm also working on new albums and editing music and even researching about music and human rights. Called Private Studio Drama, in which I write their plays and musicals for the kids everywhere.
Really? All right. So tell us a little bit about a play that you wrote for this kid, for this show.
Sure. So I wrote a musical last year, actually, which I helped self-produce 10 songs. And it's basically about the lives of these four kids who go through changes in their lives and trying to figure out what they want to do in life. And what happens is they all end up running away from home. It's like this whole generational kind of dramatic comedy in which they all run away from home, they find their passion, and then all of a sudden they realize what's really real in our lives and what they should be valuing.
So they run back home.
So they run back home.
Get that allowance. And so, what are they, crazy?
Many, many different.
Pay those bills.
It's very surreal.
Make you feel?
Very surreal idea. You'd have to be there.
I feel it already. Well, you're really adorable. You have a website and things like that?
Yes, of course. You can see all my music or everything I'm doing or any events coming up at www.sophieangelica.com. Instagram, it's Sophie Angelica Music, and Twitter, it's S. Angelica Music. Facebook, YouTube, Sophie Angelica, it's all the names.
you don't mind me asking, Angelica is such a beautiful name. Is that really, really your name?
That's my middle name. So Angelica. My last name is actually.
Is that like what?
Sophia Angelica Nitzkin is my
middle name.
Actually.
All right.
On my dad's side, but I use Sophia Angelica.
Alright, I can understand. See, I'm Paul Harvey. Just not gonna, but it wasn't a radio, famous radio in New Hampshire. In any case, you're really good. I'm going to ask you two last questions. Thank you so much for taking your time with us. I'm going to ask you one quick thing. If you had to sing something, if you wanted to sing something, if you desired to sing something, what would you say, could you say, would you say, a part or two of something? That shows an actor. And a great singer, no doubt about it. Two last questions. What does peace mean to you?